Lawin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business. Legal. Politics. Lawin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business. Legal. Politics. Health. Lifestyle. And entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates in the greater Houston community, from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with Lawin Media Network.
Another one. Till death do us part. What happens to a will after a divorce in Texas?
Oh,
from Brian Wong. Brian Wong,
ikaw, you have a lot of friends. But that's an interesting question. Till death do us.
like a calling. I am very active in the community, not just with Lawin Media Network, but also with the Philippine Nurses Association. And I just love doing it, Christian. And it's been a pleasure doing it with you. Because when we started the show, we actually had a different co-host. Yeah, Atala, I miss you, girl. I don't know where you are right now. I know you're having a blast, whatever you're doing and pursuing in your life. But I kind of miss you. But of course, it's been
She's still alive. She's still alive. Don't worry.
Yeah,
she's
no,
okay.
Yeah, I just mean she's pursuing her journey as well as a life coach. And it's been a pleasure having her for season one. And Christian has been with me all along for season two. So I don't know what's up in there for season three, but it's going to be a surprise for everyone. We're going to make the show even better. But of course, you are watching us live on Facebook, YouTube, stream.lawin.live, and Twitch TV. Right, Christian?
Yeah, that's new. That's mostly for kids. So if you're like a significant amount of age, you might not know about it. But you know what? Another thing we could do is if you have questions, you could put it on our Lawin Media Network Facebook Live and we could see it here. I could see it on my screen and we could read it so you don't have to write anymore or whatever. So yeah, I guess people watching online, they don't know yet, but we do have this.
Yes. And yeah, if you miss the podcast or the live show again, you can listen to our podcasts. Like,
we are on Spotify. We are on Pandora, we are on Amazon, we are on Deezer FM, we are on Pocket Cast, we are on Pandora, we are on everywhere. We are everywhere, just to make it shorter. Yes.
And also, we would like to know everyone here in our live audience and of course our viewers online that we have a game that we do every week. So let's show them the mechanics of the game.
You may not.
Anyway, the mechanics of the game. For those watching us live, you make comments, shout outs, questions. The more you participate, the more chances of you winning a special prize tonight. And we're going to do it at the end of the show. And I'm so glad to announce that a lot of our kababayans in the Philippines have been winning. And even though it's not that much of a prize, I mean, they've been very, very grateful, and it makes a difference. No matter how small or big that prize is, it certainly is making a difference in their lives. So thank you so much to all our viewers who've been participating in our show from the very beginning. But we don't want everybody to hold, because everybody has been so patiently waiting for our very special guest tonight. Christian, would you do the honors?
I feel like I'm not worthy. I feel like I'm not worthy. But you know what? Every time someone I mentioned about the show, I was like, oh, we're going to have Mrs. Universe. And they specify Mrs. Universe USA. But for me, I'm claiming it, Mrs. Universe, Miss Ruth V. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yes. I know everybody of you have been really excited. Let's welcome our very, very special guest for our last episode of season two, Be Bold, Why Not, Mrs. Ruth V. Chauhan. Good
evening. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, MJ. Thank you so much, Christian. Thank you so much, Ms. Eileen, for putting up this event. And thank you for the sponsors as well. So this is amazing. It aligns perfectly with my title, Be Bold, Why Not? Because she was asking to know more about me. So my name is Ruth V. Chauhan. I was born in India, and a very small town in India. And then I moved to United States of America to pursue my studies. I'm a physical therapist by profession. I moved to Texas from Michigan in 2010, I would say. And that's when I met my husband here in Texas. I'm a mom of two. My older one is 8, and the youngest one is 2.5 years old. So yeah, Mother's Day event, Be Bold, Why Not? And this is all about me, my journey, my pageantry, my personal life, and my causes. So I am definitely looking forward to share all that with you guys, with you, the lovely host, MJ and Christian.
Yes, thank you so much. So you already answered the question of Mrs. Lyon. Thank you so much for that. So now that we know you, so you came from India, because I was going to ask, were you born in the US or were you born in India? So my first question for you is, when you first came to the US, because we're talking about, of course, challenges in life, right? Were there any challenges that you encountered being, you know, not a non-native of, or being a non-native, that's a negative two words anyway, a non-native of the United States of America, let alone a Texas, were there any challenges that you encountered when you first started here?
Well, I would say that I was hired by one of the company in Michigan to work as a physical therapist. So I gave my national license exam here and started practicing as a physical therapist in Michigan. The first thing that I would see as an obstacle would be the language barrier. Most of us would have felt that, because we always have a tendency to translate that, you know, what we are going to say, translate first in the mind, and then it comes to our lips and out of mouth. So that was always an issue. But then slowly I felt that I should be proud of it, because I have another secondary language. This is not my primary language. I know more languages. So I'm just, you know, like, regardless of my accent, regardless of me thinking that my vocabulary is limited, I feel that I'm lucky to know more than one language. So that's how I encountered, and I just, you know, like, that obstacle was gone.
Yeah, and that's quite very common for the nurses here who are watching, and even those live, the same thing that we encountered when our first, you know, encountered here in the US is a language barrier.
Right.
Yes, but you speak so fluently. I mean, how did you learn or harness your speaking? And you said you speak more than like one language.
Right.
So how did you do that growing up? Were you like provided the education or extra learning by your parents?
Yes. So English was one of the languages that I was learning, and I'm glad that I took that as a language, apart from Hindi and Gujarati that I'm used to. So this would be my third language. And then after moving from Michigan, and when I moved to Texas, I found out that just these three languages are not enough. I need to learn Spanish as well. So along with my patients, I started learning few words here and there, and then my son started teaching me a few words, whether he would learn from school or from his friends. And that's how I can interact with my patients in Spanish as well. So it's just a limitation that we have. And we should, our brain should be like a sponge, like just absorb as much as you can to know more about people, about their backgrounds. And also learning is an ongoing thing with me. And I am a good learner, I would say that.
Did you already come here like with a family, or you? Oh, well, you met your husband here.
No, so I came by myself to. So I did my bachelor's of physical therapy in India. I came here to do my master's, passed my license exam, and started working as a physical therapist. I established myself. I wanted to experience all kind of settings: the nursing home setting, the home healthcare, and all kind of settings. So I was working there, and then I met my husband. That was 6 years later, after me practicing as a physical therapist. He's a petroleum engineer. So that's how I moved to Texas.
I mean, I was asking because one of the, I guess, issues that immigrants encounter when they come here, or when they come here and their kids are born here, is that the kids end up being like translators for the parents, and they learn a lot. And some struggles that, you know, kids experience, like adulting very young, because they have to translate like tax papers or whatever papers. But like, I feel like it's very nice that you're also learning from your kid, and you're also like getting inspired to like inspire other people to like be proud of their heritage, be proud of their languages.
Absolutely. So, yeah. I want to keep that language alive. I don't want my son or his next generation to, like that, which should be alive. So at home, we try to practice as much as, you know, speaking in our own native language, because they are going to learn English anyway. So we try to make that as a habit to have a conversation with them, so there won't be any language barrier when they are talking to their grandparents back in India. Like I said, like, we don't have any family here. It's just me and my husband. So we try to inculcate as much as values that my parents gave, and just follow on with the tradition.
Yeah, and that's very true. And, you know, our kids actually correct us, right? Do you experience that? Like,
yes.
Your kids correct your pronunciation.
Yes, I used to do that with my parents. And now I see karma comes back, right?
That's right.
When I say, oh, let's go in the car. Mom, it's not car, it's car.
I know, it's nowhere.
That's so little, though. That's
yes,
over.
Like, okay.
Or you say good, they said, no, it's not good, it's good.
Yes.
Or, you know, like, let them walk home, you know?
Right.
Like, you're driving.
Yes.
Oh, well, since we're talking about kids now, and of course it's a Mother's Day, you know, celebration and everything. What do you love most about being a mother? Oh my God, I feel like I can answer that very profoundly too, but I want to know your thoughts. I want to know your feelings. I can relate to all the mothers out here. We want to hear from our Mrs. Universe USA. What do you love most about being a mom?
I would say that, I mean, being a mom itself is a blessing, having no family around, and it's kind of challenging. But at the same time, having a supportive husband who equally plays role of a mother, you know, like taking care of the kids while I'm gone for the events and other stuff is so, I mean, it takes rest of the stress out of me. But the role that I like playing, you know, with my kids, spending that time, being present, just being present is what I always look forward for. Their little things become like a huge the imagination that they have, that, you know, oh, we are doing this, like it's like a huge project for them and nothing for us. So just to see that twinkle in their eyes when we spend time with them, their hearts filled with you know, with joy when I give him surprise at school, taking you know, lunch for him, or picking them up a little early from daycare. Those little things, like, that's what they are looking for. So just being present for them makes me just fill up with joy.
And you know what? My piece of advice, because I have adult kids and I have a teenage daughter, enjoy them. Enjoy them when they're little, because you're going to miss every single moment when they were babies. Like, people even say you're going to miss the spills that they make, that, you know, the mess that they make when they were little. True. You're going to miss all those.
That's what everybody tells me, that this is the best time, where they want you, want to spend time with you, when they want to hug you. And still want them to, you know, like read books and all that. So I'm taking everything, but I'm also, you know, like, I love to teach them by leading with an example. Like, want to teach them that you have to pursue your dreams. There shouldn't be any limitation. There should be, you know, like, sky should be the limit. So I want to set a good example for them that there shouldn't be any occupation, or there shouldn't be anything that would bind you with the label that this is what your future would be, and you cannot do anything more than that. So
wow, I mean, I, like, at my age, I don't have kids, but I still make a mess in our house, so my parents don't miss it, right? But with that, let's go for a break. I know the conversation's getting started, but let's go for a break and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
Mrs. Universe, come on. To confirm, she's not. Also, I'm also not single. So if anyone... but that was... how do you believe that the pageant industry is challenging beauty standards, and how do you think they can increase inclusivity to all women in different shapes and size? Wow, this is already the competition question.
I know, right?
Yeah, you're getting prepared for the actual
competition. Yes, absolutely. Thank you for the question. So just as the world is evolving, and so is the definition of beauty. It's not just a pretty face anymore. It's more that how well-rounded a person is, you know, with the grace, with the poise, with charm, and has a voice. You know, it's not just beauty, it's beauty with purpose. So and recently the age limit for Miss Universe has been taken out as well, so anybody can participate in Miss Universe regardless of age or size. Absolutely. So just like I'm saying, it's evolving, and that's how it should be, because nobody should, you know, tell that, okay, you cannot participate in a beauty pageant just because you're over 28. So
yeah, it seems like they're breaking the walls they're breaking the barriers.
Yes.
Yes, it seems like they're giving every single woman or everyone the opportunity to actually shine and be heard, be seen by the world. Absolutely. And that is pretty good, right?
Wow, it's like you're also getting ready.
Yes,
wow.
Yes, absolutely. We might have another contestant from Houston, Texas.
Right.
No, but this pageant in South Korea, which is Mrs. Universe, which is what I'm going to do in October, from October 1 to 10. So they have 110 contestants from all around the world. So I'll be competing at a global level. So that's how all inclusivity and, I mean, they are encouraging participants from all around the globe, all different ages, sizes. There is no age bar, no limit.
Okay, so sizes, right?
Yes.
Okay, now, not just me, but there's a lot of women in the audience. Did you hear that? Regardless of sizes.
Oh, are you trying to talk about specific people? No.
Everyone here.
Beautiful. Everyone here beautiful.
Yeah, that's why we have, I mean, beauty is inside and out. And I think the most important beauty is what's inside of us. Because
yes.
What's inside of us will shine out there tremendously. We are not limited by our looks outside. There's more beauty from the inside.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
Amazing. Yes. So I have more questions. It seems like we're getting so carried away with all these discussions, but somebody's very curious. How tall are you?
We just said no sizes, guys. But if you want to, if you're comfortable.
Well, I'm 5'7", and right now I have 5.5 inch of high heels, so...
That's already a competition.
That adds up, yes. I'm 5'7".
Yeah, also, what will be your duties?
So as of now, when I won the pageant of Mrs. Universe USA that was held in Seattle, Washington, I'm not bound to have any duties right now. But the pageant that I'm going for, which will be in October, from October 1 to 10, that will be in South Korea. If I get the winning title of Mrs. Universe, then I will have some duties to fulfill. This organization stands strongly against domestic violence. So that's what the strong, you know, the cause they want their contestant or the winner to work on. So I'll be, you know, networking with a lot of organizations and agencies to be their spokesperson, the global ambassador to raise voice against domestic violence.
Wow. I feel like that's so important right now.
Yes.
And always have been, but it's now getting more light because of people like you.
Yes.
And I know there's a lot of organizations here who are also taking care of survivors of domestic violence. I know a lot of them from DAIA who are all South Asian.
Yes.
I know our CEO, Attorney Eileen, also did work regarding domestic violence. And oh, we also have a question on the screen. Miss Universe is trying to break their stereotypes and all the barriers, which celebrates women, women of all shapes, colors, and all types of beauty. Even from this year, they are allowing married women, pregnant women, and mothers too. Can an overweight woman become Miss Universe? For example, this is not, I'm just reading this, okay? Don't, Jade Deepika Garrett, Miss Universe Nepal 2023. Sorry for my mispronunciation if I do. Ankeli Scott Kimis, Miss Universe Thailand 2021. Wow. Attorney Orly, you know a lot about Miss Universes. So I guess like the main question is mostly about the sizes and weight, which
right.
I think you, if you want to expand.
Miss Universe, the past Miss Universe that was from India, her name is Harna Sandhu. And so she had some kind of, you know, medical condition and that, you know, like she put on weight and she was trolled by a lot of, you know, social media and all that. But then when she crowned the successor, she came and she came in their own body, like own skin. She was so confident and people applauded for that. That she came in that body and she wasn't, you know, like shy to be in that plus size women. So I would say that the stereotype is breaking. Women are breaking the barriers and stepping out and just being comfortable in their own skin. So, yes. And now that they are also allowing pregnant women. So definitely.
Yeah, and absolutely. That is a point to make because your worth. I mean, your inner worth gives you the confidence. Every woman, every person is worthy to be seen and to be recognized. Right. Yes.
It's just, you know, celebrating femininity and just celebrating our own, you know, sisterhood.
Yeah, and just having a voice. Because if we don't voice out our concerns, if we don't get heard with all these issues, like you said, domestic violence. And unfortunately, there are more women that are victims of domestic violence. Absolutely. So it's just right and proper that we should really represent Absolutely. Womanhood.
You said yes, it correctly.
That's right.
And also, like, I guess in like common, like shared culture, in our family culture, it's like a very private thing for families, right? Like it happens in some families, we don't know about it till it's too late. I guess in like also South Indian families, it's very conservative. Do you want to talk about that more?
Absolutely. So I was doing my internship in India, and at that time I was placed in the Burns ward. And as soon as I entered to see my patient, I would change her name to Miss Anita as of now. So I was in the Burns ward, right? So I was about to see a patient whose body was 78% burned. And when I entered, she politely and respectfully asked me to leave the room and give her just 10 minutes. And I was like, why? What's happening? And she said she wants to jump from the 10th floor of that hospital before the visiting hour starts and her husband enters the room, because her husband and in-laws were the one who set her on fire. That shook me to the core that that lady is about to commit suicide. So I had to get legal authorities involved. And, you know, like I could do whatever it took me as a physical therapist to, you know, take some legal actions against that family. So that incident was, you know, still in the back of my mind, that I saw her body and what she requested, what she was pleading, what her family did, and the domestic violence. It is just one example. And that's when I came to know about Mrs. Universe platform, that they are standing against domestic violence. I'm like, you know, I had a childhood dream to be in pageants, you know, looking at the crowns and glitz and glamour and all that. But when I found out that they always have a social cause, this pageantry girls, this contestants, they stand for something strong. That's when the combination of that incident and the pageantry dream that I had, that combined, and that's what I'm going for. So to help not just one Miss Anita, but join millions of people to use this platform to raise my voice so that we can help millions and millions of Miss Anitas. They are hiding in the in those four walls and suffering.
Wow, that is very, very pretty. Really in this world. And if we don't fight for our rights, if we don't fight for ourselves, who else will?
Absolutely.
Right?
And I guess, yeah. Yes, fighting, talk, sharing your story is important, but you know, for there's some people it's harder. So as people who don't experience this, so if you don't make the safe space, right? Make the safe space for people to speak out, check on your, if your friends haven't like spoken to you in a while and you know something's happening, maybe check on them, right? Absolutely. Anything else to be a good ally to people experiencing this?
I mean, I would say that they just need to, first of all, you know, becoming financially independent is very important, because if they are financially independent, they know their self-worth and they don't have to stick in a toxic relationship for themselves or for their kids. So they just need to come out and, you know, like let people know that this is what they are going through, because there are organizations who would take them, secure their future, and also give them, you know, jobs and something that they can do versus just feeling worthless and thinking that this is what my life would be. So I would say that to come out of the shell, to come out of the toxic relationship, because you have to know your worth. You, everybody, I mean, even if you don't feel that you'll be loved, but you need to be considered human. So it's like a silent war, which we need to break the cycle, and we need people to know it's okay to come out of that toxic relationship.
That is correct. Yeah, and as you said, there's a lot of community resources out there. We just need to find out.
I mean, we already know some of them. So yeah. If you know anyone, yeah. let me know, let us know, and we'll connect you to them. A lot of them are private. You don't have to share your names. You don't have to... I know some people, they have been helped. They provide laptops for them to find jobs. They connect them with immigration lawyers, because some of them can't speak out because they're not documented yet. So
right.
Yeah,
yes, and there are shelters there, mm-hmm. that are actually housing these women. Yes. But anyway, it seems like our topic has become a little bit serious. But I want to break that seriousness. It's not that we don't want to talk about it. I think we've talked about it enough. And I think we've raised some awareness here. And so I would just want to know, how did you prepare and how are you preparing for the Mrs. Universe pageant?
That is a very interesting question, because miles, miles far apart, there's nobody in my family who is in pageantry, who is in fashion world. So I have nobody to look up to. But in 2017, I auditioned for one of the dance performances here. I have been classically trained for the Indian dance in the past. And I did hip hop as my, you know, like growing up as well. A straight A student, valedictorian of my class, did great in my as a physical therapist. So there was no reason for me to divert myself from health industry to pageantry. But like I said, with the Burns incident and my pageantry thing, I always wanted to do. But what ignited that childhood dream was I was auditioning for, I enrolled myself for one of the auditions. They did not let me even, you know, audition or even do that one step, because they said that you won't fit into the dress that we have for the participants, because those are specially from Dubai, so you won't fit in it. So there is no point of you to even dance and show us what you have. So I cried, because I was just 6 months postpartum and it was my time to, you know, pump. And I'm like, I can't fit in that. Like, give me just a few minutes. But I cried, and then I'm like, okay, you know what? I'll take this as a challenge. I'll transform my body into a model body. And I enrolled myself into a pageant in 2017. I did not win the first, I mean, you know, the main title, but I was the first runner up at that time. But apart from physical therapy, I started knocking all the doors of all the fashion shows happening in town and around town, did modeling like I wanted to do. And that's how I got into this pageant. 2023, my dream became reality when I won the main title.
Wow. That's amazing. And just for my own, you know, from my own thoughts, being a dancer, I think you have the natural ability already of walking the runway, walking the stage, because that's what dancers I've noticed.
That is true. That is true. But you know what? Like, from 2017 till 2023, I walked as a model for the designers. So that fashion show modeling and pageantry modeling are completely different. Because you walk with a poker face for, you know, like the fashion shows, while in pageants, like, you have to show your personality, you have to make eye contact with the judges, with the audience. So it's different. But as soon as I stepped into my home, you know, after work, I would take off my scrubs, get into any gowns I had, wear my high heels, and I walked. I never had a pageant coach, never had a personal trainer, never had a nanny, never had a maid. I'm a self-made woman, practiced all by myself and won by myself.
Wow, that's amazing. So now we got a tip, right? Everybody here who's interested, you got a tip. You just have to work really hard.
Absolutely.
Right? Like our basketball players, they train 10,000 hours or like that, right? Did you train for like 10,000 hours?
I mean, I didn't count, but every day, every night after my kids are asleep from 9 o'clock to 3 a.m. is my time when I would practice my walk, my posture, my talk, my vocabulary. How would I sit? How would I practice? How would I walk and pose and everything from 9 at night to 3 in the morning was my time. And I would do my routine stuff starting 7 o'clock. So I'm still working as a full-time physical therapist in Katy, Richmond, and Houston areas. So never compromise on my job, never compromise on my duties as a mom. And like I said, no family, no support, nobody to look up to. So it's kind of difficult, gets challenging, but who said success comes without challenges? And it's not easy.
That is so wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, so now you're preparing for the Mrs. Universe pageant. You are a physical therapist in three different areas in Houston, Texas, and you are a mom and all that. So how do you balance your time?
Strategy. So, you know, like, you have to prioritize things. So we plan ahead of time regarding the meals and all that. And as much as I'm ambitious, my husband is equally ambitious as well. He's a petroleum engineer. He works full-time as an engineer, but he recently got accepted for his master's in business administration from Kellogg Northwestern University. So he's doing the executive program, going in-person classes, Illinois, every weekend. So he is, you know, flying to Chicago every weekend, and I do my events. So we balance out with our two jobs, two kids, and two ambitions. It gets tough, but it's not like, I wouldn't say that we are 50-50, but we observe that if he is 20%, then I would bring 80% on the table. If one day I am 30%, then he brings 70%. So we balance it out. We plan our week, and so that we can have time with the family and time for all the events and ambitions that we have. Because for us, it's like now or never. Thank you. Thank you.
And that's so inspiring. Sometimes even just taking up on one task or role, we whine sometimes, right? But look at Mrs. Universe, how she's managing family, being a beauty queen, and having a full-time employment. I mean, that is just so inspiring.
Thank you so much.
And we are just really so honored to hear your story. But what do you do? I'm just interested. What do you do for self-care?
I think my kids are keeping me, you know, on my toes. But self-care, I would, you know, like hydration. And then being from health industry, we kind of, you know, work on ourselves as well. And soon I'm launching a business which covers postpartum fitness, postmenopausal fitness, and also pageantry coaching and, you know, like talking and walking. So all under one umbrella. So that's coming up as one of the other things that I am focusing on.
Wow, she is really a driven woman. And that's really good because we need strong women nowadays. We need a voice. We need someone like you that can empower, inspire, and motivate us. Because you're right. You have a dream. You had a dream as a young girl. And God, you know what he does all throughout our lives? All our struggles, they are like setups for our calling. And this is what she has been set up for by the good Lord. So, wow, that's an amazing, amazing and very profound story, right, Christian?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, we also have people from India watching us right now. So, whoa. Yeah, I didn't know this. But I think we're getting ready for a song number. Yeah. And then we'll be right back with Absolutely. The rest of the interview. Yeah.
Yes. So we'll have a song number by,
you want to introduce a special good person?
Okay, so again, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back my very own daughter, Mara Concepcion, who's also a dancer, just like our Mrs. Universe.
And also, yeah. Did she also do pageants?
She did pageants too. And also, she is a singer and she does musical. Like, actually, last year she did the role of Vanessa in The Heights. And yeah, so she is a quadruple threat. It's not because she's my daughter.
And also smart. And let's not forget smart.
Oh, yeah, she kind of.
That's the mom. That's the mom talking.
No, I think, but the most important thing with this girl, I'm just really very proud of her because she works very hard. You know, she's been dancing since the age of 3 and she never quit. You know, even the first recital that she did when she was 3 years old, the first question she told me is like, when am I gonna have another recital? I mean, it's like after recital, she always wants to have the next recital. And she's been singing, dancing, and all that. And also, she's a junior, actually, she's gonna be senior. And despite her very, very busy schedule, just like our Mrs. Universe, she worked on her, or she's working on her associate's degree. So she's going to graduate high school and an associate's degree. So I'm just very proud of this girl because she works very hard. And I think she deserves. That's
hello. Oh, hi again. Are y'all enjoying so far? Yeah. Mother's Day again.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I could offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love. When the evening shadows and the stars appear and there is no one there to dry your tears, I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love. I know you haven't made your mind up yet, and I would never do you wrong. I've known it from the moment that we met, no doubt in my mind where you belong. I go hungry, I go black and blue, I'd go crawling down the avenue. No, there's nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel my love. The storms are raging on the rolling sea, end of the highway of regret. The winds have changed, I'm blowing wild and free. You ain't seen nothing like me yet. That I wouldn't do, go to the ends of the earth for you. You're my love, to make you feel my love.
I'm trying not to because we're live, but again, thank you so much, my dear daughter, and we're just really blessed. And you know, in this life, what really matters is there are three things for me. I'm not the Mrs. Universe, okay, but I just want to share because this is the show, what the show is all about. Be Bold, Why Not is here to empower, to motivate, and to inspire everyone. So I just want to share for me, number one, faith. Always have faith. God gives us tests. There are struggles in life that he is setting us for our purpose, because we all have a purpose bigger than us. And of course, relationships, which includes our families, our friends, our co-workers, everybody in this world. We have to have a good relationship vertically with the Lord and horizontally with our fellow human beings or our fellow man. So relationships and service. Service is very important because, as I said, we have a purpose in this world bigger than ourselves. And we just need to unearth that. We just need to discover that, because this is what life is all about. it's self-discovery, it's continued growth, and service. And that's why we have the Mrs. Universe, because she's here to serve in her own capacity. And I know, but we have our own little ways of making a difference in this world.
Lovely.
Yeah.
You say
thank
it perfectly,
you.
Perfectly, Miss MJ. Lovely.
Yes. So I think it's been a really great night. We thank every one of you tonight for watching this very special episode, not just because it's the last episode of our season two, but it's because we have the Mrs. Universe in the house.
Thank you.
There is no better episode than this. And we are so honored, privileged to have you. So Mrs. Universe, what's your final say to our viewers, to our audience? And before you say that, from the bottom of our hearts, Christian and I, we thank you so much. And we pray that wherever this journey brings you, God will be on your side.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I need that because literally I'm hanging on the second last step of the letter, which is Mrs. Universe USA. And the last step, the final step is Mrs. Universe, which I'm going for. That will be in October this year, and it's in South Korea. So I need all the prayers, all the positive vibes that I can get from as many people as you can and as I can. And, you know, like to bring this crown home by your hometown girl. Like, what else can I think for? So that's the last step, my last goal. I would again thank you for having me for this last episode of your season two, Be Bold, Why Not? Thank you for all the sponsors. Thank you, Miss Eileen, for having me. And thank you for everybody to spend, you know, like time from your daily schedule to come here on Memorial Day. And we also respect our heroes. The last thing that I would say is anybody if you would want to be a part of my journey, supporting me in sponsorships or also help me out with anything that you would want to, like collaborations, or if we need to have a business owner like needing some collab work, I am open to that as well. If nothing, I just want you guys to pray for me for October that I bring the big crown home.
I mean, the one you're wearing is already kind of big, but yeah.
That's Mrs. Universe USA, and the final is Mrs. Universe. But again, I would tell everyone that what I spoke last time when I was asked what I want to say is be bold and make bold choices, because bold choices make bold women, and bold women creates history. So dream it, chase it, and never let anybody say you cannot have it all. You can if you dream it. So thank you so much once again.
I can't follow that, so I'll leave it to you.
Wow. I mean, yes. Yes.
Oh, we have a gift from Mrs. Lai.
All right. Let's have Mrs. Lai.
Thank you so much.
Welcome you to come on Chinese Filipino at my hotel.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having this here in your hotel. Aww.
And everyone, you could also give me and Ate MJ gifts if you want to. It's not illegal, you know. Wow.
One more.
All right, anyone more? Ten more? We are still live, yeah. Any more gifts? Any more gifts?
All right.
If you look under your seat, actually,
yeah, and we're still live.
If you look under your seat, pick up the trash because we're trying to keep this clean.
And this is so cool. This is the first time. It's like a really very memorable night because we're still live. So our viewers out there, I bet you're all enjoying. Yes, yes. So, Christian?
Thank you so much again for being here. It's such an honor to have you here. And also, we love that you will try to spread awareness with domestic violence and support the survivors of this issue. Again, for Mrs. Universe USA. And yes, we are all supporting you. To us, you already won for Mrs. Universe. But yeah, if you need anything, our community is here to support you. And anything else you want to add?
We actually have
more gifts.
Yeah. Actually, we have a simple bouquet for you too. Yes. And a gift from, of course, Mamacitas. Thank you. All right. All right. Again, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. All right. So, anyway, everybody will have the opportunity, of course, to have photos with you after the show. And with Christian, because he's the upcoming Mr. Universe.
I'm not even married yet.
Anyway, no, but single people, of course you can be Mr. Universe. You just have to work up. Work out, and no, I'm just kidding. Now she also, let's promote. She's gonna have lookout. You better look out for her upcoming business if you want to become the next Mrs. Universe. Anyway, again to all our viewers online, thank you for joining us tonight, and thank you everyone for joining us in our final episode of Bebo. Bye.
In a world filled with fleeting moments, there's beauty waiting to be captured. My name is Christian, and I specialize in immortalizing your most precious memories. From elegant weddings to vibrant events and timeless portraits, I'm here to make every moment unforgettable. Let me tell your story through the lens. Contact me today and let's create magic together.
Lawin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business, legal, politics, health, lifestyle, and entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates in the greater Houston community from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with Lawin Media Network.